ships are now in range to attack the colonies.
The final annihilation of the life form known as man. Let the attack begin.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
Welcome to the Zed Show, everybody, show number 2. And today I thought we'd get into something conspiracy related. It seems to me that even though we're a conspiracy site, either some members of the staff or even certain members that we have here really don't want to get into things that they truly believe in and put themselves out there. I don't know if it's due to the fact that, you know, they feel they'll be shot down or, you know, looked down upon in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. But I thought I'd do that today and get into something that I've always found to be, well, pretty interesting. And that's the subject of UFOs. Now, I'll tell you, the reason that UFOs intrigue me goes back to my childhood. When I was younger, I had a gentleman in my family that was related in a distant way, but still he's one of those guys you grow up and you call him uncle. And this particular gentleman happened to be a jet inspector for Lockheed. Now, what's interesting about this story is when I was 9 years old, he actually came to my house. He stayed with us for a time being, and I remember playing with my toys when I was 9, birthday toys, and he was having a discussion with my parents, sitting over on the couch, and I remember him telling all kinds of fantastic things about different projects he was involved in, and maybe someday I'll get into some of those. But one thing that stood out and certainly made me pay attention was when he started speaking of the craft from Roswell. What was interesting was he apparently, or claimed to have seen the actual craft from Roswell. He actually claimed to also have seen the bodies that were frozen in ice that were taken from Roswell. He described it in quite detailed form to myself, my parents at the time, and it just really seemed like a fantastic tale. Now, you have to keep in mind that this was back well before Roswell was really mainstream. Now, when I say that, I mean that it certainly was a known thing. I'm sure people talked about it. There was various UFO circles that spoke about it. But for quite a time being, it wasn't really a mainstream thing. It really came out later that it was kind of cool to all of a sudden be looking into Roswell and thinking about it. So back at this time, this was really well before it was ever a big deal. So years later, we'll jump forward, say, about 7 years or so. I was, I think, 16, 17. I went to a movie with a friend of mine, and sitting there in the theater, a preview came on the screen, and it was for a movie called Hangar 18. Now, for everybody else in the theater, they were probably enjoying it and seeing kind of a neat science fiction show that they might get into, but for me, it was a strange set of almost flashbacks. Like experience. I was remembering this story that I was told years before, and I just found it uncanny that at least what I was told matched up fairly well to at least what they had in the movie. So in the preview. So, you know, to this day, I actually haven't seen that movie, but I do remember that as a real turning point in my life of starting to wonder, why did he tell us that, and what would his motivations be for doing that? I know he was retired, and, you know, he was he just lying? Was he you know, trying to be an interesting person. I don't know. So, as a result, I remember I went back to my parents, and at this point, later in life, he had actually passed away by then. But I went to my parents and I asked them about my uncle and said, you know, do you remember him telling us this story? And they did. They remembered the story very well, and they remembered other things he spoke about. But their impression of it was, you know, that he was absolutely serious. I mean, he wasn't spinning a yarn for the kids or anything. I mean, this was a story he was telling to them. And really, it was the fact that he was deeply bothered by our government's want to keep this a secret from society for so long. So this was a secret he was involved in back in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and he really wanted it to become public after a certain period of time. He felt that the government shouldn't be keeping it a secret. So what also added to that, I suppose, was the fact that I mentioned that he was a jet inspector, and, you know, how would he know this? And that's when both my parents actually had a chuckle. I had to ask them what they were laughing about, and it turns out that's only what he used to tell people. He was a jet inspector. He was actually a U-2 test pilot, and I later learned that he was a consultant involved for the CIA, Christians in Action, as they're known. But it's fascinating because he never wanted to speak about that, so he always told people he was just a jet inspector. But as a U-2 test pilot, he was actually slated to fly the Gary Powers mission, and apparently, from what my parents had told me, he was scrubbed at the last minute for whatever reason, and Gary Powers was substituted in. For those of you who are younger and don't know, Gary Powers was actually shot down in a U-2 over Russia and forced to sign a confession. It was quite an event at the time. But anyway, so to me, it lent some credibility to his story. Now, in speaking to my grandmother and asking yet more questions about this man, I found he also had some strange quirks, which for some reason I related into the whole UFO thing. And of course, I'm a conspiracist, so I'm at our website, abovetopsecret.com. So why wouldn't I, of course? So one of those things was he lived in an aircraft hangar. By that, actually, I mean a Quonset building. Those dome-shaped, rounded buildings made of steel. And that was actually his home. I also learned that he had a strange fascination for clocks, and that apparently covering the entire walls inside his house, he had clocks everywhere. And I suppose knowing all the different little pieces, I started to kind of put two and two together and think, you know, in a lot of UFO type stories that I had read, heard about, there was always something to do with missing time and people looking at their clock and having a different time on the clock than they actually had or than it actually was wherever they were. And so I started to realize that, you know, quite possibly he wasn't crazy like some people thought with the clocks or had a strange fascination with it, that maybe he had all those clocks for a reason and maybe he was afraid of something. Now, in speaking of afraid of something, he also had two Schützen-trained German Shepherds. Now, Schützen training is basically attack-to-kill training. So these were very well-trained guard dogs that he kept out in the yard, in a fenced yard. And he also had chicken cages with chickens in them, of course, lined all the way around this home, three cages deep. Now, what he used to tell people, what he told my grandmother and other people, was that chickens made the absolute best guard animals there were, that you couldn't silence them, and obviously surrounding the entire building, that would be quite a noise. I mean, you couldn't make them all quiet. So I started to wonder, you know, who exactly was he afraid of? I mean, he was obviously concerned about being broken into, but was it people looking to find out what secrets he knew? Was it the government, who he retired from consulting with, maybe, and was afraid to have some repercussions from that. Or, you know, was he just a nutty old guy? I find that last one a little hard to believe, since he did indeed work for Lockheed for many, many years. And these were quirks that he had. I find it to believe, hard to believe, rather, that he was just a fruitcake. But anyway, that's a little bit of my story. I suppose that's the reason I do have a belief that there is something out there. I don't know what form that takes, and I certainly don't want to start getting UTUs about reptilians and joining the Zeta Reticuli Club or whatever, but I believe myself that there's something out there, there's something that we don't know, and something that one day I'd love to know the answer to. Anyway, until next time, I'm out. It is done, Imperious Leader. The information is not complete. Report, Centurion.
Sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. If we're not back by dawn, call the president.